Ashima Devices is relocating from Pasadena and setting up shop at the Reno-Stead Airport, where the company will be researching, testing, and building unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs. The company makes drones to help law enforcement, fire, and emergency crews gain situational awareness.
When first responders arrive on the scene, they need to get a view of what's going on around them to help them make good decisions.
That's the company's vice president, Larry Lambert, who says their goal ultimately is to save lives in any emergency situation, whether it be an active shooter or a raging wildfire. For fires, Lambert says these drones can peer over trees and peek around ridges to quickly analyze the lay of the land.
They're hand-launched, so there's no little legs on the bottom, and they're hand-recovered. So you launch it like a frisbee, and when you want it to come back, you say, come back, and it comes back to wherever you are.
Ashima will start delivering its products this fall and is moving to a transitional facility just north of Reno until it can build a manufacturing plant. Right now, the company employs just 25 people, but it'll expand quickly by hiring scientists, engineers, and general office workers. Lambert says his team is also partnering with the University of Nevada, Reno, to sponsor graduate students and Truckee Meadows Community College to develop coursework that's up to date, so students are prepared for industry expectations.
How many people have 2 or 3 year old cell phones? Technology moves so fast in tech industries that if you're not up to speed on curriculum, you're going to get lost.
Last year, Nevada was among 6 states selected by the Federal Aviation Administration to serve as test sites for drones. Test sites have also been approved in Alaska, New York, North Dakota, Texas, and Virginia. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.